Alright, this is Robert Kelly, podcast number 7. I'm driving in a car. I'm doing 72 miles an hour, and it's 4:22 in the a.m. I'm exhausted. I'm fucking tired. My eyes are flickering. I've almost fallen asleep twice. My wife didn't know that. So I'm going to do a podcast to stay the fuck up. And I'm exhausted. I think I might change the podcast name. I know it's fucking dude. You know what, dude? Whatever. I think I might change it to... Oh, look, the sun is coming up. That's not what I'm going to change it to. I just looked to the right and I saw that the sun was coming up. So I think I might change it to Robert Kelly just talking to myself. Because that's what this fucking thing is. It's me talking to myself on my fucking brand new iPhone 4. So anyways, I'm in a car. I'm fucking exhausted. I'm driving to New Hampshire right now for my little week vacation. I'm going to be up here for the 4th. I'm going to do a little fly fishing, a little fucking matching the hatch, some riding, some exercising, some kayaking, some shopping, some eating, some relaxing, a bunch of fucking hoogaroo. I don't even know what that means. I just made that up. As I'm speaking right now, just to let you know that my wife is sitting next to me, just staring at me. and she's shaking her head. But let's talk. Let's talk. Number one, let's talk. I got my iPhone 4. And it is a fucking beautiful piece of machinery. Physically, it's fucking amazing. Calls, the whole thing with the antenna being dropped, not a problem. Haven't had that problem. The whole thing with the yellow line through the phone, not a problem. Let's start at the beginning, shall we? The iPhone 4 came out on Thursday, and I had my assistant call up for me in Norton, the Apple store, and say, "Hey, I got two mediocre fucking kind of celebrities, and they want to come in to get the phone." And the first person was like, "Nah, that ain't gonna happen." I talked to the manager, and they said no. And Kathy was fucking insanely awesome. You know, anybody else would have took no for an answer, but not her. She said, "You talked to the wrong manager. Get another one." And the guy was like, "All right." And he went and got another one. And the next one said, "Yeah, absolutely, we'll take care of him." So we walked in right at the front door past the huge fucking line. And there was somebody waiting there in a brown shirt, which was weird, who took us over to a little Air Mac and hooked us up. It took fucking minutes. We both walked out with our iPhone 4. And it's funny, too, because Norton didn't think it was going to happen. He's such a fucking pessimist. He's like, "It's not going to happen. They're not going to let us do that. That's not going to happen." Fuck that. There was no way I was waiting in line, and there was no way I was waiting for it, even though I really, in a mad gay way, want a white iPhone. I don't know why, but anyways, got the iPhone. It's fucking amazing. Anybody who's got it, it's fucking amazing. The video is fantastic. The flash is great. The camera on the front is amazing. I don't have the fucking problem with the drop calls because of the antenna, but I got the bumper. I bought the bumper. Now, you guys don't see this. The fact that Apple has never, ever come out with a case for one of their phones. Ever. Ever. I don't even know if Apple has ever made an Apple case for a phone. Okay? Now they come out with this amazing phone. The first time they've changed the fucking appearance of it since the iPhone 3G. It's amazing. And they come out with a case for it that just goes around the bumpers. Doesn't even protect the back of the phone. That's glass, by the way. And they come out with a case for it. They fucking knew this shit when they made the phone. That's why they came up with the cases. And they're not going to fucking give it to you for free. They're going to charge you $30 like everybody else and make an extra $30 off you. Because you get shit reception or your phone calls die if you touch the fucking antenna in a certain way. So, I have the case. I have no problem. I love the case. Case, I'm a big fan of the bumper. I've used the iMovie, which is fantastic. You cannot, still, the problem, you can't do a big movie and email it to somebody. It just doesn't work. But this is fucking weird, is you can MMS it to somebody. So, but the most amazing thing on the iPhone is the FaceTime. It's the future. It's fucking crazy. It's fucking nuts. It's what we've been all waiting for. I mean, shit. Video calling. Fuck voice calling. Video calling. You get to fucking watch a motherfucker. That's unbelievable. So, that's some fucking Tony Stark shit right there. But, all in all, do you need to get the fucking iPhone 4? No. If you have the iPhone 3GS, you're fine. For a while. It's not that much greater shit. You get the OS update with your phone anyways. So you get all the little bells and whistles. But, you know, if you got the cash and you're a fucking Apple guy like me, go get it. It's the shit. And fuck all the fucking haters. Fuck all the naysayers about the phone. Fucking dickheads. Gives a shit. Dropped call. Who gives a fuck? I'm not talking. I don't want to make a living on a phone. If my fucking call drops on you, good. Call me back. Hit the fucking button. It takes 2 seconds. Can you give a shit? I love the phone. It's a great phone. I'm doing this podcast on this fucking phone. So, yeah. Number deuce. Was talking about some UFC shit and some MMA shit, actually. Fedor Emelianenkov got tapped out. Triangle. You know, everybody's all fucking, oh my god, he got beat. Yeah, he got beat. He's a fighter. He's fighting another guy. The fuck? It's bound to happen. And it's not like he got knocked the fuck out. He got caught. He got caught out there in a triangle. Jiu-jitsu's fucking crazy, man. It's not like, if you got knocked the fuck out or knocked down and then submitted, I can see it, but he knocked the guy down. He was going in for the kill and got a little sloppy and got caught in a fucking triangle. A savage triangle, and he tapped the fuck out. But how long did it take him to tap out? He didn't want to tap out. He didn't want to fucking tap out. Everybody's saying it's the Russian mob and it was a scam. The fucking guy got caught. That's it. He got caught with a triangle. He tapped the fuck out. He was out there and got caught. He's only fucking human. But it doesn't mean that he's less bad or less fucking pound for pound the best fighter. I would love to see him come in here and fight a guy like Frank Mir, who I love. Or Randy Couture, who I love. Be a great fight. I don't want to see him fight Brock Lesnar. Or Shane Carwin. I want to see those fucking monsters fight each other. But, you know, Fedor, to me, is still fucking an exciting, unbelievable fighter. Why? Because he's a big, fat Russian that fucking submits people and knocks people out. And he's been doing it forever. So fuck you. One fight. Everybody wants to take everything away from him. Fuck you. Jesus Christ. Right now I'm driving through fucking, I think clouds. I think I'm in the mountains. I just drove through a cloud. Or it was a fucking huge ghost. A woods ghost. I don't know what it was, but it was kind of creepy. My wife is sleeping now. I'm struggling to stay alive, but it's all right. We're very close to the destination. So as far as that goes, now we got Shane Carwin, and you got Shane Carwin and fucking Brock Lesnar fighting. And I tell you this, man, I think Brock is scared. I've seen his interviews. He ain't talking tough. He ain't the fucking alpha male. He ain't that goddamn Conan the Barbarian. He's kind of a little reserved here and there. And Shane Carwin, man, has got a fucking... He's had the fucking 1,000-yard stare for the longest time about this fight. And if you see them when they bump fists together, when last time they met, look at the size of Shane Carwin's fist. Oh, my God. He's fucking... He's got buses on the end of his fucking hands, man. I think Shane's going to knock him the fuck out, and everybody else does, too. So... But, you know what? Brock Lesnar's a fucking champion, and he's still a monster. And the last thing in the world he wants is to get that belt taken away from him. Because he's going to have to fight somebody else to get it back. He's going to have to fight a Frank Mir. He's going to have to fight somebody else to get that fucking belt back. And I don't think he wants to do it. I think he wants to beat Carwin and keep his fucking belt. And then he should fight Fedor. They should do whatever it takes. But again, I'm just rambling. Who the fuck am I? I don't know anything about anything. But I'm just giving you my humble opinion about this. Fedor, in my eyes, still the man. Fuck you. Still the man. I love watching him fight. I'll watch him fight anytime. Shane Carwin and Brock Lesnar. I have a feeling that Shane Carwin is going to knock him out. But I really think that Brock knows that he's going to stay away from his heavy hands, take him down, and try to fucking crucify him. So, it's going to be a great fight. It's next week. It's going to be sick. I can't wait to see it. I'll be up in New Hampshire, but I'm going to find a place to watch it, which will be fun. And Twilight, the Eclipse movie comes out, which I'll be going to see this weekend, because my wife is a big fucking fan. I like him too. I don't give a shit what you say about me. I like him. I like a good vampire movie with a good fucking lichen in it. Now, what else? I went to two weddings this week. Fucking weddings, man. Up front, the weddings I went to, they kind of got them right. The first one was out in Virginia. You know, it's like driving out to fucking Virginia is crazy. I think all weddings should be held like on the coast. Either New York City or fucking Los Angeles. That's it. You know, Virginia is way the fuck out there. But me and my wife made it into a road trip, which was cool. We fucking hit it. Got out there, spent the night. Her family came out. We all went to this. It was cool, man. It was all right. The wedding was a quick boom. They went in. I do. Let's go. They went over. They started. You know, went to the. At a vineyard. You know, which is cool. You know, and then we ate some food, and by 9:30 we were like, let's fucking hit it. We fucking hit it. It was a wrap. Which was crazy, man. Most time weddings just go forever. Fucking ever and ever. But this one, nice and easy. But then we had to drive back to New York. So, you know, it's I still think the wedding, any couples that get married and they have this fucking huge formal event and they invite all their friends and family and it's like, come to us wherever the fuck you are. It's like, fuck, it's going to cost me $400 to get to you. And then another $200 to put in a fucking card. Shit, man. $600 because you decided to fucking try to stay together for the rest of your life? Fuck you. Pay me. Pay me. You know? So if you're my friend, or you don't. Someone asked me to be their best man too last week. It's not happening. I don't have the fucking cash to drop $2,000 because you want a best man. Fuck you, man. No way, man. No fucking way. Weddings and that whole tradition is just a waste of fucking money. A waste of time. Just go get married. Make it about you. And, you know, don't make it about us. You want your fucking accolades. You want everybody to, oh my God, look at the back of me. Oh, and I'm not saying it's not emotional. I'm not saying that it's not fucking, you know. I'm not saying that, man. Fucking weddings are a tearjerker and there's a lot of emotion. And I know it means a lot to, you know, the mother and father and some shit like that. But you know what? Me and my wife fucking eloped. We broadcasted it live over the internet. If you wanted to watch it, watch it. If you don't, don't. You know? But we wanted to go to Maui. And we didn't want to spend all our fucking money on a fucking hall in between my family and her family. And all my friends. No one's going to come. None of my comic friends are going to come, which is going to hurt my feelings and make me fucking feel like shit. They're not going to drive to Boston. Of course not. So, you know, fuck that. Fuck that junk. You're going to get married, just elope. Save your money. Save your time. Don't waste my time. Don't waste my money. I got to go get a fucking shirt and a tie because you're getting fucking married. Go fuck yourself so you can sit at the number one table for the first time in your life and be in charge of everybody for the first time in your life. Fuck you, just do that all the time and you won't have to fucking worry about it. I don't know, fucking the first kiss, the first dance, then they put a fucking garter up her leg and you throw it in the back and whoever catches it, oh bullshit. Fucking bullshit. When can I go? When the fuck can I get out of here? Saying that now, I went to Noam's wedding, who owns the Comedy Cellar. He got married to Juanita. Fucking brilliant wedding. Very original. Cool place. There's an old synagogue in fucking the East Village that purple lights. It was almost like fucking Prince fucked Apollonia in there. It was amazing. The sun actually just came up. I've been driving all fucking night. It's 4:30. Just to let you know, I'm fucking exhausted. I am fucking exhausted. But I'm doing this podcast to save my life. My wife is asleep. The dogs are asleep. And I can't go to sleep. So I have 3 more exits to hit. Hopefully I'll make them. But man, I'm doing 70. I think it's a 65 or some shit. But anyways, yeah, these fucking weddings, man. Just this one I went to, beautiful. Live band, the Cafe Wah band, the Village Underground band. These guys were amazing. Noam and Juanita and all comics. Ben Bailey, Sherrod, Norton, Nick DiPaolo. Tom Popper actually married them, which was hilarious. Modi and Sherrod did a little bit together, which was fun. Everybody was cracking jokes. It was actually a really funny, funny wedding and heartfelt at the same time. So that was a fucking interesting wedding, man. I have to say, they did it right. The two weddings that I went to were very quick, very fast, and we were out of there. You know, bam, boom, bam, which was great. I love it. But, you know, I still think it's like, come on. Jesus Christ. Just fucking get married. And leave me the fuck out of it. I got shit to do, man. I don't need to spend my money on you. Just go get married and save your own money. Take all the money you're spending on your bullshit wedding and save it. And go somewhere nice that you want to fucking go. Shit me, fuck. So, anyways, I went to the weddings. They're all over. Now, next week, I'm heading up to Montreal, Canada, doing the Nasty Show with Greg Giraldo hosting, Jim Norton, and Rich Voss and myself, which I can't fucking wait. It'll be a good time. I can't wait to get. I love Montreal, man. God, I love Canada. I love doing shows in Canada. I really do. I fucking love it. And they asked me to do it again, which I love, man. Just for Laughs is a fun festival. Really is. Just a fun festival. So I am very excited to go back up there and hang out and do some shit. What else? So that's about it, man. Next week is the festival. I got some cool announcements to make coming up soon. Not right now, but very soon. And I could just be saying that just so you get excited. I could be saying that and you could be like, no, you don't. And I really do. And you're a fucking idiot. But who knows? I'm so tired right now. Woo! I gotta fucking stay up. Nah, shit. So, anyways. So, Montreal. I got Columbus, Funny Bone, Ohio. And Vegas is coming up. And I might be going to Marco Island. I don't know yet. I haven't made my decision yet. But this is the way you do it. You go to my website, you go to my dates, and you find out when the fuck I'm coming. And then you know what you do? You spread the word, man. Tell everybody. Like even this podcast. Tell people to listen to this. Retweet it after I fucking put it up there, or share it on Facebook. Email your friends the link and just say, hey, it's on iTunes. Fucking download it to your motherfucking whatever. Oh my god! Right now, I feel like I'm like I took a fucking drug that turned you into a fucking Chinese person. I can't keep my eyes open; they're just little slits. And nothing on that one. No. All right. That's about it, man. We're up here, fucking New Hampshire for the next week. I'll be doing another one of these podcasts, a little more awake, a little more fucking alive, with some shit, some other shit. So I don't even know what that means. I'm so fucking tired. I'm fucking gooking out. I didn't mean gooking. I didn't mean that. I didn't mean like gooking. I meant like geeking. Shit. I don't even know what. Anyways, oh, there's a sign up here. I'm gonna read this. Pro multiple work zones. RD road work next 18 miles. Fuck me. Who's doing road work? If they're doing road work now, fucking assholes. So that's about it, man. I'm out. I'm gonna fucking get the fuck. Open that up for me. Turn the music up. All the way. Here we go. I'll see you the fuck out later.